Welcome back to Improve Something Today. Each episode, I bring you an idea from the world of lean and continuous improvement. In today's episode, it's my field guide to learning from failure. This is a free, short little guide I put together, and I'd love for you to download a copy and kick the tires a bit. But first, let me give you the intro. So if you Google around, you'll find various sets of wastes that lean consultants and trainers and other folks will use to help make problems visible in the workplace. And the closest you can get to a timeless classic in this genre is downtime, a set of wastes that some of the old school lean shops use. Now, downtime stands for defects, overproduction, waiting, not using everybody's skills, transportation, inventory, motion, errors. If that sounds familiar, you may remember I presented the downtime wastes back in episode 9. And you could do a lot worse than start from here. It's what we used at my old gig, and when I worked there, we presented those wastes all over the place, and it was a very effective starting place. However, I enjoy working with groups that do complex knowledge work and service work. And in that kind of setting, some of these downtime wastes can seem redundant or a bit of a stretch. The best example, the one that I'm most tired of having to explain, would be transportation as a waste versus motion as a waste. They're different things, but the distinction becomes less and less meaningful once continuous improvement leaves the shop floor and comes into the office or the lobby or the point of service. So for me, when it comes to continuous improvement, half of the game is all about people, and half of the game is about process. And it kind of irritated me that most of these sets of wastes that folks would use would be mostly looking at process, and for the most part, you have to add in the effect on people later, if at all. So I mapped out a set of 6 wastes, which roll up into the acronym MIST. After all, what is waste but a missed opportunity for improvement? Pretty cute, huh? So the first 3 have to do with people, memory, inconsistency, and stress. And the second 3 have to do with process, work started but not finished, errors, and delays. That's MIST. Memory, inconsistency, stress, started but not finished, errors, and delays. Now, it doesn't take a lot of specialized training or complicated systems to get started with continuous improvement, although there's a place for both down the road. And I wanted to have something I could share and use to help folks practice looking for waste with a drop-dead simple method, a simplified waste walk, and a set of wastes that really points to what happens in knowledge work and service work a little more directly. So once again, that's the field guide to failure. I encourage you to get a copy of the field guide and work through it. I really hope it's helpful to you. I know it's been helpful to some people already, and I look forward to continuing to use and develop it over time. I've also started a twice-monthly email newsletter, which you might like to sign up for. So you can get to both of these things, either for yourself or for a colleague or friend or nerd who you might want to share them with, at the link in this episode's description, or you can just go there now by hitting your old web browser and going over to the address improvesomething.today/field-guide. Well, that's all I've got for you today. We'll be back again soon. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.